Hey, Radio St. Pete listeners, this is Karen Carmichael. I'm here in the Campbell Park neighborhood with Aaron Bryce. He is the president of the Council of Neighborhood Associations. Aaron, what are you doing out here this morning?
Hey, Karen, thanks for having me. So, just enjoying a beautiful day out here in Campbell Park with the N team, as well as the Kona leadership class. Today, we are painting a house here in Campbell Park for a home that's been on the list for what I understand is quite a while. But we're very pleased to be out here engaging with the Campbell Park neighborhood, supporting them, and engaging with the city as well with the N team. So it's a wonderful project on a beautiful day. I'm very glad to be here.
Nice. I've seen you every place lately at a lot of different neighborhood association meetings. So what's going on with that?
Yeah, so I've been making an active effort to really get out into the neighborhoods. I think as president of Kona, it's important that I meet people where they are. And so that means going into the neighborhoods, meeting them at their association meetings, getting the chance to ask questions, listen, most of all and most importantly, really have an authentic opportunity to interact with and engage with the different neighborhoods across the city. As President Kona, I think it's important we have those conversations and we open up that line of communication between our organization and the neighborhoods. So any way that I can go out and spread the good word of Kona and hopefully bring those neighborhoods into the fold, that's a good thing. So very excited to be doing that and hope to hit as many neighborhoods as possible for the rest of the year. So
great. We're stronger together.
That's right. Stronger right? together.
We are St. Pete.
We are St. Pete. That's right.
So I understand there's two events coming up that are pretty big. One is in May and one's later in the year. Can you say something about either of them?
Absolutely. So we have the inaugural Kona Community Conference, Unity, all capitalized. And the idea behind this is to bring all the neighborhoods together under one roof and really drill into the different issues that they're experiencing in their own neighborhoods. That way we can cross-check with one another, see what the other neighborhoods are experiencing, come and find mutual solutions together and work as a community to work through those issues. And then we also have the West St. Pete Community Festival coming up this September on Saturday, September 28th. From 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Azalea Park. Very excited for that. It's going to bring together police, fire, PSTA, nonprofits, our neighborhoods, small businesses, and really is a testament to the growth in the West Side, but even beyond that, Kona's efforts to pull our neighborhoods together and bring our community together as well. Because at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. Because like you said, neighborhoods are stronger together.
So I understand that this is the second time that Westside St. Pete community event is going to happen. Did you have one earlier?
That's right. So the first time was last year, last September, where we had a wonderful opportunity to kick off the event. Actually, was as a first-time event, I didn't know exactly how it was going to go, but we ended up having over 1,000 attendees. We had a wonderful response. Mayor Welch came out, Councilman Copley Gertis came out, and even County Commissioner Charlie Justice did as well. So had a wonderful response from the community, and I've only heard positive things since, and everyone's really excited for the expansion of it this year as well.
And I was present at the Neighborhood Summit when you won an award for that. So congratulations. What was the name of the award that Mayor Welch gave you?
Yes, that was the Innovation Award. So very creative, focused award that honors neighborhoods that are able to pull together new and innovative ideas to engage the community. And so this event, pulling together so many different stakeholders, was able to be recognized for that effort. So it was a wonderful honor to accept that award as well.
Well, thanks for catching up with me today, Aaron. I see that there's a house over there that needs to be painted, and you probably are going to be called back any second now because the paint's drying.
That's right. I'm going to get back to painting. Thank you so much, Karen.
Okay, thank you, Aaron. I've been speaking with Aaron Bryce, president of the Council of Neighborhood Associations, also known as Kona. Aaron was telling us about some initiatives that Kona will be involved in throughout 2024. If you would like to know more about Kona, you can find them online at stpetekona.org. If you'd like to know a little more about Aaron, you can find his interview in our podcast menu under Rising Stars in the Sunshine City. This is Karen Carmichael.